Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called Temporary Setbacks. Occasional disappointments and failures in life are inevitable. They're simply the price that we must pay for our willingness to take risks as we follow our dreams. But even when we encounter setbacks, we must never lose faith. American children's rights advocate Marion Wright Edelman asked, "Whoever said anybody has a right to give up?" That's a question you should ask yourself, especially when times get tough. Are you willing to keep fighting the good fight, even when you meet unexpected difficulties? If you'll decide to press on through temporary setbacks, you may soon be surprised at the creative ways God finds to help determine people like you, people who possess the wisdom and the courage to persevere. A fall is not a signal to lie down wallowing, but to rise. Christina Rossetti. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added up to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. So for a few weeks now, we've been covering kit types. So we've covered go bags and pet kits and bug out bags and all different sorts of things. So in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook for the Rogue Valley, Get Ready Rogue, this evening we're going to cover page 41 with evac box and car kits. Evac box uses all evacuations. Tip: your evac box is one of the most important kits you can build. This box includes not only your grab-and-go binder, but it also includes items that are irreplaceable and cannot be stored on a thumb drive. Your evac box may end up being more than one box. The goal is to make these items easily accessible by storing them together in a safe place. After all, people and pets are safe, gather your kits. Some suggested items are listed below. Consider storing your other preparedness kits together. Part of the Aviva evac box, grab-and-go binder. See the list on page 39. We covered that a couple weeks ago. Heirlooms, family quilt, letters, Medal of Honor, burial flag, etc. Souvenirs, sentimental items. I'm thinking for sentimental items, pictures and different things like that. A lot of people still have old picture albums. List of items to gather upon evacuating with their location: jewelry box, keys to safety deposit box, RV, additional vehicles, storage facility, office, etc. Your purse, your backpack, other emergency preparedness kits, your pet kit, your bug out bag, etc. Your car kit is for any emergency that happens while your vehicle is with you. Tip: your car kit will be everywhere your car goes. Consider storing items in small containers under the seats. A dark container will help conceal items that could not otherwise be seen through the windows, or that could otherwise be seen through the windows, excuse me. Your car kit is not only for your vehicle itself, but may also include larger quantities for personal items as a backup to your go kit or for unexpected passengers. See a list of suggestions below. Items for car care: jumper cables, roadside flares, flat tire inflation canister, non-explosive, spare tire, jack, spare car fuses, small tool kit, screwdriver, pliers, vice grips, adjustable wrench, tire pressure gauge, etc. Fire extinguisher, antifreeze, vehicle escape tool, no spill gas can. Road maps, we talked about that a lot last week. Small collapsible shovel, flashlight, 2 quarts of oil, roll of duct tape, paper towels, rags, washer fluid, de-icer. Pen and paper, toe strap or chain, latex and leather gloves, items for personal care, seasonal gear, hat, jacket, gloves, etc., sanitation items, soap, sanitizer, trash bag. Cell phone charger, keep one in the vehicle, solar battery charger for phone, extra shoes and socks, seasonally appropriate. Sleeping bag, blanket, food for several days, water for several days, extra first aid items. When I call on you this evening, if you have any other suggestions to maybe add to these, to share with other ladies, or you have any comments or questions, please feel free to bring that up when I call on you. WRMW 211 Hope. Radio check for Patriot, ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?